Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a tribute to the juice man, Jay Cordage. He passed away recently at the age of 93, and he leaves behind his wife, Linda. And by the way, there's a GoFundMe page to help cover some of the costs, I believe, of the funeral and other similar things. You can check it out at GoFundMe.com. Just search for Jay Cordage, K-O-R-D-I-C-H. I think that's the correct spelling. But this isn't about the fundraising. This is really just a tribute to Jay Cordage, the man, the person, the visionary who introduced millions of people to juicing before juicing was cool. You know, before juicing was like juice feasting or juice fasting or even the raw food movement, all before that. We're talking like, what was it, the late 1980s and early 1990s? This guy was the juice man, you know, and he was teaching people to drink fresh juice at a time when the country was still consuming Coca-Cola and thinking that that's a form of hydration. You know, the juice man, who I interviewed, by the way, a couple years ago in, I forgot the town, it was in California at an event there. I interviewed him and, you know, he was vibrant and cognitively aware, you know, in good health all the way up until the very end at the age of like, you know, early 90s. So the guy outlived almost everybody who tends to die today in their, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, especially men. They die of heart attacks typically before they hit age 90. So the juice man made it into his 90s and he taught millions of people, maybe really more accurately, probably tens of millions of people all around the world, how to engage in juicing. You know, it's so interesting to me that if you look throughout the history of medicine and health, you know, even the idea of jogging was considered insane in the 1970s. Seriously, a lot of people don't know this. You're not old enough maybe to know this, but in the 1970s, if you were jogging around, people would call the cops on you because they thought you were fleeing some crime scene, literally. There's a guy in New York that told the story about he was jogging around New York and the cops kept stopping him. Like, what are you running from? What'd you do? No, I'm just jogging for exercise, he said. You know, and the police were like, what? Exercise? Why would you run around a city for exercise? It was an alien concept. It's so easy for us today to look back. I mean, to ignore actually the history and to think that exercise is normal or that juicing is normal or that superfoods are normal. All of these things are relatively recent in our culture. And Jay Cordage was one of the, I don't want to use the word kings. He was the visionary. He was like the Steve Jobs of raw food, if you will, even though I'm not a big fan of Steve Jobs for other reasons, but I'm a big fan of Cordage. And he was the pioneer, the visionary for juicing. And yet, fascinatingly, if you look back, what he was teaching was really the same stuff that other people had been teaching for eons. It's just getting back to nature, just eating raw fruits and vegetables. You know, I mean, it's the extreme aberration in our society is when people started consuming junk foods and McDonald's and processed foods and all this garbage that comes out of the food factories. What Jay Cordage did was just sort of remind us that what real food is. And in doing so, I think he helped add quality of life and life extension to literally perhaps tens of millions of people all around the world. And just an extraordinary individual, had a lot of courage. He obviously had a tremendous amount of energy and great passion. And if I leave this earth having accomplished even half of what Jay Cordage accomplished, I would consider that a life worth living. He was a great model, a role model. And, you know, a lot of my work follows in his footsteps. And perhaps others will follow in my footsteps one day as well. And that's the thing. We move humanity forward by building on the work of each other, of those who who have come and gone before us, but have left behind an idea that's so powerful that it becomes part of the culture. And now, I mean, everybody is, it seems like, is interested in eating healthier and being healthier and organic foods. Look at the success of organics. Look at the success of all these, you know, Coca-Cola, I think, bought Naked Juice or one of those juice companies. You know, Pepsi owns a juice company. All of these common popular juice brands are really due in large part to Jay Cordich. And they're inferior, by the way, to the juice that he would recommend. He was recommending fresh, raw juices, not processed, pasteurized garbage that you get from, you know, the Coca-Colas and the PepsiCos and the Nestle and all that garbage. That's junk compared to fresh, raw juices. And if you really want to go all out, like go full Cordich, you grow your own herbs and you grow your own lettuce using something like the Food Rising Grow Box that I invented and put out there, foodrising.org, if you want to look at how to make one yourself. You grow your own stuff, and then you juice your own stuff. And then you don't even go to the grocery store for that. You're not even dealing with pesticides or herbicides or anything, or contamination risks or E. coli or anything like that. Grow your own food, juice it, drink it, and heal yourself. That is the most powerful message of our era, I believe. And Jay Cordich was really just at the forefront of spreading that message and awakening people to this natural healing and just kicking ass all the way. So Jay, my man up in heaven now, wherever you are dearly loved. We miss you. We honor you. We honor your work. We remember you. And we will continue on your legacy of educating people and uplifting people with this incredibly powerful healing vibration that connects humans with Mother Nature and helps us all heal together as a civilization that has a sustainable future. And so finally, if you want to help support the family, Linda is his wife. You can find Jay Cordich at the GoFundMe page. That's GoFundMe.com. And you can help donate there if you wish. Either way, just join me in this remembrance and this honoring of Jay Cordich and his incredible life's work. We honor him and all that he stood for. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.